Before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I wanted to tell you about our brand new sponsor, St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. If you know me at all, you know my body is a mess. I've been in car accidents. I got bulge discs in my neck and my back. I got sciatica pain. Well, no more, thanks to St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. The difference with them is neurosomatic therapy, or NST. NST incorporates innovative ways to analyze and thoroughly explore your muscles, tendons, ligaments, and organs in order to find the hidden sources of the pain. And they're not going to go and just give you medication, move you around a little bit. This is intensive therapy that finds the root of your pain. The reason neurosomatic therapy works is because it looks at the body as a whole instead of focusing on individual systems. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Give them a call at 727-347-4325 and visit them online at stjohn-clarkptc.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Drop Car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. No one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it for cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. Welcome back to the program. My name is Will Koontz. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to talk to you every 6:15 on Sundays on RadioCP.com and always on podcast at HMBRadio.com or on your favorite podcast feed, including, I believe now, iHeartRadio. I don't know why it wasn't on iHeartRadio, but it wasn't. If you listen to The Bone, you know there's a man, sweet young man named Jacob Two Times. And he calls into the shows, mostly Drew, but he calls in, he loves Johnny too, and calls in. And he let me know that he could not find the podcast on iHeartRadio. That's where he listens. And I looked, and sure enough, he was right. I don't know why that was the case, but it was. But I think I've corrected it now, so it should be there on pretty much everywhere. So please go get it, subscribe to it. Even if you listen on Radio St. Pete, you know, subscribe to HMB Radio on your podcast feed because maybe, you know, there might be extra content there sometimes from time to time and that you might not get on RadioSt.Pete.com. I love Radio St. Pete, don't get me wrong. Just saying, sometimes daddy's got to branch out, you know? So, yeah, I think Johnny and I are planning on doing some more podcasts on the weekends. We've been doing Sundays on the Bone, but it looks like that's coming to an end as football season kind of gets into gear, and they're going to do Bone Fantasy Live on Sundays and pre-show football talk and all that, so we're not invited to that. Ergo, we're going to do something else on maybe Sundays for an hour, do some sort of stream or a podcast, live podcast type of deal, so we're working on it. So yeah, subscribe to HMB Radio wherever you get your podcast feed or a podcast into your feed, into your phone. Get it. Thank you. And also thank you to Lashua. I got opened my Venmo and found that he threw me some shekels there. Thanks, bud. I appreciate that. You're the man. I appreciate you listening and supporting and spreading the word and just getting this very important program out to the people because it needs to be heard by more folks, I think. I got it. I was flipping through Instagram the other day, which you can follow me over there at @home_made_man. And people are just, you could just tell it's getting close to election time. They're getting crazier and crazier. Every week it's something new. I'm looking through my podcast or my feed, my Instagram feed, and I see a picture that my friend put up of some old boomers sitting in the park in downtown St. Pete. They're just enjoying, they're socially distant. They are 6 feet away in lawn chairs, enjoying the evening and a summer evening in the park. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, nothing's wrong with that. What's wrong with it is they made signs like crazy people. It looked like they were made in an insane asylum, literally. And it was about how Trump is treasonous and Kamala Biden 2020. Notice they put Kamala first in some of those signs. That's interesting. But it made me mad. It ruined my night. And not because I'm particularly, you know, a Trump person or anything, but just because it's annoying. What are you doing with that? What do you want to do? You're either trying to pick a fight with somebody or you're trying to get one of those, hey, yeah, man, a little beep from a person to confirm your worldview. I mean, I attribute it to, it might not be exactly the same thing, but it's very similar to a preacher that goes to music festivals with, you're going to burn in hell if you don't stop the debauchery that you're participating in right now. No beer, no drugs, no sex. You're going there to pick a fight. We make fun of those people. Those people made fun of the Tea Partiers, I remember going to it. And they, by the way, I went to it was football season opening day. It must have been 2012. I think it was right around election time. I went to Ferg's to go watch football. And they had a Tea Party rally there. I don't know if you remember the Tea Party, but it was a right-wing protest movement, grassroots movement to get rid of some of these, I don't know. They just had guys and girls that they liked that they want in power that represented their values more. And they had some sort of gathering and meet up there. And it made me very uncomfortable to be there because it's just, I was there to watch football and everybody else was too. But these people just took over with their personality is their politics. And they want it to be known that they are right and everybody else is wrong. And there's no room for debate. There's no room for discussion. And it's just throwing it in your face. And it's really annoying. And I felt, like I said, I felt uncomfortable. And I got the same feeling. And I don't think these people understand that they're the other side of the coin, of the same coin. They're Tea Partiers on the other side that are trying to enjoy. People are just going for a walk in the park at night. And they feel the need to go ahead and put their worldview out for everybody to see in order to, one, pick a fight or virtue signal. There is no other reasonable option for something like that. That's, you're just being a douche. And it's frustrating that just people can't go out and enjoy a nice evening out in the park without getting their politics involved. But media has drove people insane. It has driven people insane. You see in social media, the it's just constantly out there in front of your face. I mean, there's people that I can't stand now that I like perfectly well in person. They're great people. They're very nice and very kind. But I hate their guts now because they're just ridiculous online. And I mean, my goodness, I'm trying my best to check out, but it's frustrating. I want to get the hell out of this city. I've had it enough. I want to move to a cabin somewhere out in the wilderness. I'm done. It's so annoying. And I mean, it gets to the point where even your friends turn against you and are passive aggressive to you about certain things. And you know, and this was my fault, but I got into an altercation with a couple friends of mine on text, which is the worst place to have a conversation. Eventually, I just go, you know what? Let's just leave it here. They're getting to the point where they're sending text messages. Hey, can we count on your support for Donald Trump on November, whatever election day is, and Biden? And my friend put a screenshot where he just put, sure, bud, to support for one of the candidates. And I go, man, I was really hoping to red pill you guys before the election. That you know, because I was telling them my worldview at dinner the other night, and how I think I'm just going to sit it out. I don't think I'm going to participate anymore in any of this stuff because I think it doesn't matter. I think this is what we're shown is a carefully constructed narrative made to keep some very unpleasant people in power. And I'm sorry, that's just how I feel. You don't have to agree with me. And I never even said I was right. This is just the from what I've gathered, the information, this is how I feel. And this is what I can show you that I've read that changed my mind. And if you want to read it, you will. If you don't, you don't. That's fine. But instead, I get passive. They have passive interest. They're not dumb people. They're very smart people. They're doctors. They're engineers. You know, these aren't dumb people at all, but they're incurious people, and they see what is put in front of them by corporate press and corporate media, and why would they lie? This is the truth. This is what the media says. Why would they lie? And they have a lot of confirmation bias because most of the networks are on tend to be one-sided. And even saying now that you're just sitting out, that you're not even on the other team, is even worse. Sitting out, everybody hates you. So I just get ganged up on with you're right, and what are you God? Am I God? Yes, obviously the answer is yes. So listen to me. What do I need to say to get you to do what I want, friend? But just, and if he was in front of me, I would have smacked him. But they don't talk like this in person. They talk like this on text, and you get a lot of you don't get the nonverbal communication, but I found it very offensive and it bothered me, and I don't know how to handle this stuff. I'm not going to do anything. I'm a neutral party here, and I still get crapped on. It's there's just no winning unless you're either with them or against them 100%, and these are logical human beings that you're trying to deal with.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I'd like to hear you think about all this, and this podcast is brought to you by NTT Nutrition, baby. Hell yeah. Look, you're locked down. You know, you're getting a lot of Postmates, a lot of Uber Eats, and it's affecting your health, man. You look terrible. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say it, but I just want to help, and I can help by providing you with a code, LEVELUP15. You can go to NTT Nutrition. You can order some meals that are good and good for you. They'll be delivered right to your door, and you can stop being such a glutton, you know? Stop being such a pig. Enjoy your life. Just because you're on corona lockdown doesn't mean you won't get out of it someday, allegedly, maybe. And you might want to have sex with a woman again, or a man, you know, and you want to look your best while you do it. So NTT Nutrition, level up 15. Do it today.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
For the second time, Anna, will you be getting the coronavirus vaccine shot?
I don't know. I'm leaning towards no, though. I don't think that. I just don't want to get it. I don't get a flu shot, so why would I need a?
I don't want to get it. Now we're telling these stories for the second time because I just made a major boo-boo. And I tried to, you know, usually just behind the scenes work here. Anna comes over, we record mine or hers, vice versa. Somebody records first, somebody records second. I put hers together, and then I do mine, and then I put mine together, and it's two separate packages. But unfortunately, I closed my file and did not save it. A big rookie mistake. I think the way to go is always save the file, even if you don't need it. You can always delete it later.
Right, that is the move.
And I thought for sure there was a function, which I'm pretty sure there is, where you can pull up a file that you said no to, and it like temporarily saves it to some
sort like
of
in your
drive.
Phone, you delete photos, and they save them for like 60 days or 30
something
days.
Before it goes away, yeah, but I can't find it. It's gone. So we're going to go over what we just said.
It's okay.
Again.
I like talking about vaccines and how I don't trust anybody and all that jazz.
So I'm not even going to bother reading the article because we only have a few minutes, so this episode will probably be a little bit shorter than usual because you're on a time crunch, I'm on a time crunch. Mm-hmm. But we found out that Florida was going to be one of four states. I forget what the other ones were. But
said South Dakota and did Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, I remember, was going to be part of the initial
pilot.
Push to get pilot program to get the coronavirus vaccine out to people, part of Trump's Operation Warp Speed, which is going to provide 300 million courses of the vaccine for people to so you won't get sick. I'm not going to take this thing. You're not going to take it.
I'm going to say, here's the thing. I don't want to be on the front lines of this. You know, like if it's 10 years down the road and it seems to be just a standard vaccine that people get, much like typhoid or, well, malaria's tablets, but you understand, something like that.
Yeah.
Dengue, whatever vaccines they have for those sorts of diseases, I'm much more comfortable doing that. But because this is so new, I just want to see how it affects other people first before I start taking
it. I think everybody has that point of view.
Yeah.
I think everybody feels that way. Nobody's really on board. I saw that Andrew Lloyd Webber, the Broadway composer.
Okay. Sounds really
very
familiar.
Famous. I think he did Cats and a bunch of other different plays.
I heard that sucked.
The play is, I guess, good. That's not my cup of tea. Yeah. I wouldn't want to watch a
I'm not a musical gal.
No.
Not a musical gal. Either. I'm like, it's you're inhibiting the plot. It's you know what I mean? You keep stopping and dancing. I want to know what's going to happen.
How many times have you been asked if you've seen Hamilton?
All
of the time. You go, oh, you got to see it. I go, no, I haven't seen it. I go, oh, you got to see it. No, I don't. Nope. Not going to. Not going to do it. I don't feel like I would enjoy it. I don't like musicals. I'm with you. You're following the story, and then all of a sudden somebody breaks out into song.
The thing that I like about Hamilton, haven't seen it, but at least it's your learning. Like, it's a reflection of history.
Is it
Cats is not.
One?
I think so.
I don't trust it.
I mean, Hamilton and Alexander Burr
just
because
it has the people in it doesn't mean that it's historically accurate.
It could, you're right. It could be. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But hopefully they, you know, detail the life of Alexander Hamilton and his death with Aaron Burr and the duel. Like, at least it's history, maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. I just know that will probably be all the history that kids get in the future at school. They'll just be showing Hamilton to them on Disney Plus, and that will be all the education that they do get. Somebody told me to watch Sweeney Todd one time, which is the murderous butcher of Elm Street or something. I don't know. It's
I always
some
get that
musical.
In what's the other one? The Nightmare at Christmas.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, I don't.
Is that the same guy?
No, different thing.
Oh,
but it was this. I got the DVD from a friend, and I smoked marijuana, and I put the disc into the PlayStation 2, and I pushed play, and I laid down, and it starts out where it's a very, it's kind of like an ominous night. Mm. It's very dark, just the moonlight's out, and it's foggy, and you see this boat, creaky boat, coming into port, and it's like 1800s or 1700s or something, and then Johnny Depp appears as this Sweeney Todd character, and you go, oh, he's kind of creepy looking, and then he goes, and I went, nope, I'm out. Started to sing
even high as hell.
No, couldn't do it. Okay. I was completely across the universe, that Beatles movie where they sing Beatles.
Yeah,
song.
I don't.
That was another one I got, everybody, you know, got hyped on. And to me, I was like, nope, this is not for me. I just don't like it.
Let me tell you this. So Beyonce came out with, two now, but the first one she did was, it was like a documentary. I don't even know what you want to call it, but it was like, it was footage from Coachella both weekends. And I mean, they spent like 9 months on this performance. I think it was like an hour and a half long, like of just dancing. And she had like, just like a band and a marching band and dancers, and her sister came and Destiny Child. It was this whole thing. And I watched the first, everyone was ranting and raving about it. I watched the first 20 minutes of it. It's like, okay, I can't watch dancing for an hour and a half. But then I did drugs and it was life changing. I couldn't stop thinking about it for like a week. You know, when you like see a movie and it really moves you. I remember there was a point where there was dancing, and I put my hands in front of my face because I'm like, it's too good. Like, it was too good. I couldn't watch it.
Well, you were a dancer. You value that.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really like musicals. There's dancing in musicals. And again, like, I can't watch dancing for an hour. I'll watch it for like 20 minutes, but it's like, okay, I'm looking. When I would dance, we would have like no more than 2.5-3 minute routines and done. That's it. You don't want to go more than four. That's crazy. That's too long. So, yeah.
I wonder if sometimes with stuff like that, like Hamilton, you know, these phenomenons that happen. I can't really think of another one off the top of my head, but I think people just say they like stuff and might not. I wonder how many people have actually seen Hamilton that say they love it. They just feel like it's one of those things where you can't not like it. Huh. And if you express that opinion, then you kind of get like the, because I've gotten that where they're like offended that yeah. I have not seen this performance.
There's few things like, I'll use Beyonce again, but if you say, oh, Beyonce's overrated.
Yeah, people get super pissed. That's, yeah. Say the Beatles are overrated, people get super
even
pissed.
That's a little bit more acceptable than saying like Beyonce. Like Beyonce is just considered like this icon of culture. Like
perfection.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Like she's beautiful and she's talented and she can dance and she, I mean, she can sing her ass off. So, I mean, I feel like people aren't wrong,
people
but it is an opinion.
Worship.
Yes.
Her.
It's yes, really queen. Bizarre,
especially white people. White women love Beyonce sure more do. Than anything in the world.
I love Beyonce. Yeah.
No, she's a very talented yeah, lady. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't like, say I love her.
And, but. Like, how long has she been in the limelight? And she never really, she just stays in her lane and just does her craft. Like, mm-hmm. I really like that. There's no, you know, she slept with this person and she's yelling. There's no drama with her. It's just, she's just.
She's pretty political.
Well, I'm talking about her personal life. You know what I mean? She's not, she doesn't have beef with people. She doesn't openly talk crap about other people. That's what I'm talking about. You know?
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we were talking about the vaccine. I'm not going to get it. You're not going to get it. I would like to know if people out there are going to get it. 813-693-2124. You can tweet at us. You're back on Twitter, right?
I'm back on everything. It took a little bit of a hiatus just because I was...
How'd it feel?
It felt really good, to be honest with you. And I feel like I'm trying to be more mindful because I know, and do you know who I don't know if it's Tristan or Tristan Harris is. He does research with, like, I want to say he worked for Google, and there was, like, a team of people that were basically trying to get to, like, the core of your brainstem, just find out how to captivate human attention. And he thinks that those people are inherently evil. What they're doing is that, like, you can't stop scrolling, and it's basically not your fault. Like, you're programmed to just keep watching the next video, and you have to actively have, like, there. How many times have you been in, like, a scrolling like mania where you aren't even enjoying it, but you can't stop, and then you have to tell yourself, Will, get up and go for a run, or like, you need to go to, like, you have to actively stop yourself because things just autoplay. Like, he talks about that. That was a newer feature.
Yes. Yeah. Where I've things just, where they do that.
Yeah. Where before you had to go and search for video and play it. Whereas like now it's just the next video plays and the next video and the next video and the next, and you just find yourself. And sometimes you'll be like, where did that hour and a half go?
Mm-hmm.
So he talks about that a lot and about like what they're trying to do, because they're trying to like all these different companies, all these different apps are fighting for your attention.
Right.
How are they getting it? And they're doing a lot of amoral things to captivate that attention and ruin your life. So he talks about that.
The autoplay feature on YouTube, I don't like it, because something will start playing where I'm like, ah, what the hell? I don't like that at all. I have to keep shutting it off, but it turns itself back on.
Does it ever scare you? I don't know. I don't think there's a... Maybe there is a feature. I think it's a little different now, but I remember it used to be like videos you may like that used to be on there.
Yeah.
And I remember one time it was a video of a lion eating a baby.
A human baby?
Yeah. And it was like, you may like this video. And I go, well, you're the right.
You were correct. You ever follow you follow Nature's Metal on Instagram?
No.
They got some good stuff on there, but it's pretty raw. As far as what nature is.
Oh, like...
Lots of blood and guts.
A lot
eating.
Of grotesque, brutal... Yes.
Yeah, animals.
Nature is very barbaric. I was talking about chimpanzees today and how they're very vicious animals towards each other.
Oh,
not
terrible.
Just towards humans.
Garbage.
But,
all animals suck, aside from humans. Humans are the best. Animals are garbage.
We are, but you're saying we're the exception?
We're the exception to the rule.
I disagree, but that's okay.
I don't know how you could disagree. We can talk to each other.
Oh, we're definitely smarter. We're
definitely smarter.
Yeah, we're the most, what they call encephalized creatures on the planet, which means we have the largest brain-to-body ratio. So a whale may have a larger brain, but not compared to its body.
Right.
Humans have huge brains. Mm-hmm. This is why our young are so helpless, because they have these big old heads, and they got to get through a tiny birth canal.
Mm-hmm.
So they are basically useless fetuses when they're born.
Yeah, and all other animals suck, and that's why they can die, and nobody cares, and nobody mourns for them,
like,
when they die.
But you need them to, you like to eat animals.
I do. Okay. That's all they're good for, mostly food for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to cook them, and I saw this thing, I want to do it so bad, and it's, I'm afraid to do this stuff, though. It's like, brewing beer or something like that. Like, if you do it wrong, you could get really sick, and you can, you know.
There's a science to it.
There's a science to it, and there's this thing, like, you dry age meat in butter. So you take like a ribeye, which is actually like a just a big cut of a cow, yeah. You know? And it's just, and then you can cut it into steaks, which you'd be familiar with when you see it. You can like chop it down. Right. But you take like a whole big ass hunk. I don't know how much it weighs, but like probably 50 pounds.
Okay.
And then you just coat it in butter.
And what do you do with
it? And then you age it for 2 months.
Where?
And you just put it in the fridge, I guess. I got to figure out how to do it. I want to do this, but I'm afraid like you could probably get really sick if you do it wrong because it's like rotting flesh. I think you have to like cut off the moldy parts.
What's the payoff? Like it just really tasty?
It's just I guess like the fat just seeps into the meat and makes it like super creamy and tender, and then it's dry aged, and dry aged is I don't know, it just makes it better somehow.
Okay.
The aging process makes it more tender and tasty.
Okay. So, I know nothing about like curating meat.
I don't really
meat.
Either, but I'm interested. I'd like to learn, but I'm afraid. Because I'm not very confident in myself in that aspect.
Okay. Well, I mean, can you do something that's like low risk, low reward, you know?
I don't know. I thought like maybe I could just do one.
Yeah.
Instead of investing in the 50 pound, you know, it's probably like a few $100.
Yeah.
Just get like one and then try it out.
See
but
if
I don't
you
know if it, I don't know if it works that way. I don't
die.
I don't know why it wouldn't.
But, yeah.
But that's the next thing I want to give it a whirl. See if I can do it.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to our buddy Tim Dillon. Not really our friend, but I wish he was. And he mentioned this, and it struck me because someone asked me this question a couple weeks ago. He said, nobody has hobbies anymore.
No.
And I thought to myself, that's so insane because, not so insane, Anna, relax. A couple weeks ago, someone asked me what my hobbies were, and I was like, it was almost like a weird question. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm on my phone.
I don't have time for hobbies.
I have a job, but I have a lot of free time. And I said exercise, like I exercise and I like being outside, and they go, well, that's not really a hobby. I go, well, it is though. It has to be.
It is for you.
Yeah. Like I'm an exercise enthusiast, I like to think, but that was like all I could really think of, you know?
They mean like baking?
Yeah,
or,
like Tim was saying, you know, people used to be into like woodworking and pottery. And I mean, I guess golfing is kind of a hobby, but you know, something that you're a skill,
tennis,
a craft that you're working on trying to get better at. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody has it. Like I feel like maybe the older generation does. Mm-hmm. You know, like my dad does, he used to make his own model airplanes and like fly them like with like motors, not just like paper airplanes. Mm-hmm. But so that was cool. And he'd like constructed and stuff. He got into like mosaics. Like he still kind of has hobbies, but most people do not. They just like watch TV or they hang with friends or drink. And like, that's it, you know? And maybe also when I was younger, you know, you do soccer, I did dance, I did track, like I did all those things, but now I don't have any hobbies aside from like just being outside and running and working out.
Yeah, I feel like my hobbies are work related because they're like doing the podcasting and putting the editing audio and putting stuff like that together.
Yeah.
But that's all I have two jobs. I don't have time to have a hobby.
Yeah. But even like painting, you know, people used to do like, oh, I paint on the weekend. It's just anything like that. That's not
gardening.
Screen. Right. Not, that's not
some
screen related.
Do. I mean, I guess some people do. Like my friends, one plays piano and takes piano lessons on the weekend.
That's nice.
One's a pilot. He pilots a plane. So that's their hobby. Video games.
Video games is certainly a hobby.
Yeah.
Albeit not a respectable one, but
yeah.
You know,
oh, man, you just pissed a lot of people off.
I don't care. The gamers can suck either. It. And I know that's a legitimate profession now. I know there's, like, professional gamers, and they make money.
I had one on the podcast a while ago. It was, like, he won the Xbox Halo World Championship.
How much is he making? Like, well, how did... I mean,
I don't
it must
think
be
he
through
was
Twitch,
rolling in it,
like,
but... Yeah, I'm sure he has. His name is Ryan, was. I don't think he's dead. Is Ryan Geddes. And you can probably find it on the podcast if you want to listen to it. I forget how much he told me he won, but he won thousands of dollars for being the best player in the world.
But what about, like, how do you make a living? Like, it must be just through Twitch, where you have some feed and people... That's really popular, apparently. People like watching other people play video games, which blows my mind.
Really
I don't get
bizarre.
That. Why don't you just play the video game? Like, is that a dumb question to ask? Why are you watching someone else play
a
game?
I guess, like, you're watching someone who's better than you at it, and then
it's just
you
a
can
skill, I guess.
Pick up. It's like, oh, I can pick up ways to do things better. There's a lot of more strategy and
Right. And I guess it's kind of just like when you play the game, you understand that there's a certain level of skill involved. So it's like watching basketball players play basketball and you go, wow, that's really incredible. The things that they can do. I play basketball. I can't do that. You know?
Right. Yeah. I think it's something similar, like you're just watching someone who's better than you do something.
Right.
It must be along those same lines. So anyway, not taking the vaccine. Florida is going to be one of those places. What else did we talk about last episode? We talked about how one attorney says that the state can make you take the vaccine, prevent you from doing things, going to events. If you're not vaccinated, that's a little scary. It's overstepping its bounds.
I think we just talked about how science is now politicized, so it's really hard to know because you're like, you used to just be able to say, well, the professionals say, but now the professionals say different things depending on what side of the aisle they fall on.
Yeah.
So you listen to one doctor who's has all the qualifications you need to be an expert, and they're saying one thing, and another doctor who has all the same qualifications saying another. And you're just like, well, what the hell am I supposed to believe if I can't even believe the experts? So now I find myself questioning everybody. And they go, well, who are you, Anna? You're not an expert. I'm like, the experts don't even agree. So how am I? I certainly should be able to question everybody without ridicule.
Yeah. There's a lot of confirmation bias that goes on, I think, because there's a section of the media, of corporate press, that will confirm people's ideology. And so they go, and they don't really bother to look into this stuff. It's what they want to believe.
Yeah.
I believe Blue Tie Man, so I'm going to go with this guy. The news is confirming what he's saying is right.
Right.
Ergo, I don't need to look into it any further. There's definitely a lot of that I see going on, too. It's a mess. I'm doing my best. I shared this story about my friends I got in a fight with, and earlier on, I saw these, my friend posted an Instagram of people that were just sitting at the park, boomers, socially distanced, and they handmade signs how treasonous Trump is and made like a bunch of yard signs around them in their little group.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean,
it is, but it's not, because it's like, this is such, you know, upside down world, crazy town.
It's just, you know, I talked about in the first part of this show, but like, you're picking a fight. You're either picking a fight or you're trying to get like a way to go. You're right.
Yeah. And it's actually funny now that I think about it. The second part of what Tim Dillon was talking about is that because no one has hobbies, politics is now a hobby.
It's become their identity.
So not. Yeah. And it's how it's like a fun way to spend your afternoon on a Saturday is let's go to a rally or let's do a protest or something. Because and on top of that, you have a pandemic. So a lot of things are closed or not open at full capacity. So you go, well, how can I have a party without having a party? Well, I can go to a rally or do something like that. And that's what it's kind of. The vacuum is no one has hobbies, and what's inserted in that is politics. And so everybody, that's like your team. That's like your bowling club, you know? Yeah. That's the bridge. Instead of going to bridge and playing bridge, now you're going to, you know, a Trump rally in the villages. Mm-hmm. So
it's going to be a painful next few months. I can already feel it. Not going to be good. All right, there we go. That is the program. It's a little bit shorter than usual. Sorry about that, but I screwed up, okay? It happens, and I'm sorry, and it probably will happen again, but I'm going to do my best to make sure that it doesn't. But I hope you enjoyed this second run. They're always weird. You know, you record something, and then it's just, you know, whoops, it's gone. Now we have to do it all over again. It's hard to capture that same vibe, but, you know, it's just the trials and tribulations of podcasting, and it happens. So I hope you enjoyed that. Follow Anna at Anna Hummel Radio and Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me at @home_made_man and follow HMB Radio on Facebook and follow Radio St. Pete, just Radio STPET, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Listen to the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone. Weeknights, 9 to midnight, and sometimes Sundays, although we'll probably be done with Sundays. But we're going to do some streaming or something. We're going to figure it out. Something to do on the weekends and put out on a podcast or something of the like. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank vs. Jess Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you so much. Please tell a friend about it. Retweet it. @home_made_man. Retweet the podcast. Share it with a friend. I think that's it. Oh, if you want to, thank you again to Lashua for throwing into the tip jar. If you'd like to do that, hey, I encourage it. It's very nice of you, and I thank you for doing it. Go to hmbradio.com/donate. Okay, my name is Will Kuntz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a good week. I will talk to you very soon. Much love. Don't be a dick. Love you. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.